Man, it's Justin Bless, man. Welcome. Let's get it. Man, it's Justin Bless, man. Justin Bless. Hey, whatever that you want out of life, speak it to existence. Don't be too humble. If you be too humble, you might miss your blessings. You feel me? So yeah, let's not do that. Let's make sure we capture them blessings and make the best of our blessings. And don't ever, 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 never disrespect your blessings. Cause you might mess around and get tricked out of your blessings. And then you look around like, man, what happened? So make sure you be mindful and thankful and humble, but not too humble about your blessings. Know who you are, know what you are worth, cause you are worth the world. You feel me, man? It's Justin Bless, man. Beautiful things, beautiful things. Life is great. Life is good. God is great. God is good. And I appreciate you guys for tuned in. Let me be able to create a unique type of energy with you. You feel me? Because without you having your ears open, I wouldn't be able to penetrate, create this nice energy with you. We're collaborating on this energy. It's a mixture of you. It's a mixture of me. Mixture of laughter. Mixture of honesty. Mixture of entertainment. Mixture of knowledge. Mixture of more life. Man, welcome to Justin Bless Podcast. Yo, man. All right, so I know this pod is hella late, bro. I had a lot going on, man. Had a lot going on. No excuses. Still have to drop for you guys. It's like we all human, right? And we get busy, sidetracked, and stuff like that. But the thing that anchored me back, that anchored me here to make sure I drop this for you guys, even though right now I'm recording, man, it's 5 p.m. Phoenix time. I know my people that's like in Florida and other places, like, man, it's like 8 o'clock over there. Y'all like, man, what the hell happened to the podcast? He ain't drop. Man, it's just, it was busy for your boy, man. I did some good things, man. Tell y'all a little bit about it, man. I don't ever like boast and brag about the stuff that I do like that, or like put it out there like that. People say I should, but I really don't, man. I leave it up to God. He continues to bless me. But I can share with you guys on the pod because you guys are distant family members. You feel me? And big supporters. So I greatly appreciate it. So what I did today, I officially, it's bittersweet, man, but I officially let my brand Bless go. Oh yeah, man, I know. I still own and trademark the logo and everything like that, but the thing about it is just the clothing aspect of things, man. I just felt it was what I needed to do to get to where I wanted to be. At the moment, I wasn't willing to do it. And you got to be honest with yourself, man. You got to be honest with yourself and don't sugarcoat it or nothing like that, bro. Like, yes, I want to bless to continue to go, but am I willing to put in the right energy and the amount of energy that it would need for me to succeed and grow and go? Like, and that came down to, no, I'm not. I was, but I feel it had decreased. Not for my brand, so to say, but the whole process of it, I wasn't loving it. I'm more in love right now with the real estate process. And yeah, listen to your body, listen to your intuition, listen to yourself and where you're navigating through this world. And you know what I mean? What speaks to you and stuff like that. I always told myself I always wanted to create. Not always, but I wanted Bless to eventually become like a charity, man. Like, just give it out for free, man, to like foreign third world countries or, you know what I mean, whatever, whoever might need it. Even in like the first world country, people is poor out here. You feel me? So this is what I did, man. I went to the, I had like two boxes of shirts and I had some slides too. And I was like, man, I'm gonna go give it out to people that need it, man. People that's in the need for real. You feel me? You might bless a church or school or whatever, but those people, I'm not gonna say not, I don't want to say that. Not everybody at that school needs a shirt. You know what I mean? That needs slides. But majority, like 95% or so at the shelter, needs that assistance. You feel me? So I wanted to give it to the people I think that need it the most. If I was to give my brand away, the last batch, I was to give it to people that I feel gonna need it, gonna use it, gonna use it until, you know what I mean, can't use it no more. And I feel like those are the people. You feel me? God bless them, everybody. Shouts to Nate at the Cash Shelters in downtown Phoenix, man. They doing some great things over there for the people in need. And I'm just happy I'm able to be a part of it and help in any type of way to give. And I ain't giving it for no tax write-off. I'm not with a company. I ain't with a church. I ain't with none of that, man. I'm a young male trying to do the right thing the way that I feel is the right thing to do. And I feel that way is the best way. And for me to like let go of the brand for at least this point in time in my life. Will I bring it back later on? I just might. But for right now, we giving it to them in need while I focus on this real estate and see how it goes. I would be amazed, grateful if God spins around full circle and I'm actually created into a charity. And that's what I'm doing. You feel me? Like, blessing people that don't have no type of clothes or clothes at all. Shoes, socks, whatever. And I give them my brand. That'd be dope, man. But a charity needs a lot of donations and then, like, basically funding. You need a big funding to back you up for you to do what you got to do. And then again, if I'm going to, that's going to be my main thing, right? Active main thing, I guess, or one of, like, I gotta make sure that I got nice funding behind me, and I'm creating that funding now. So yeah, man, that's what I did, and hopefully you guys forgive your boy for that, not being able to drop, you feel me, at 8 a.m and you guys understand what was going on. Helped out at the shelter, and man, beautiful things, great things upon and more giving, man. The more that you give, the more that you will receive, bro. I'm a big advocate of that, man. And the more that you give, man, be the go-getter, you feel me? The go-hustler, and also be the go-lover, and also the go-fighter when it's necessary. And also, man, be the go-giver, bro. Make sure you go out your way to give, man, because the more that you give, the more that you would receive and more bigger blessings, man. And I feel I receive more and more every single time I give. So God is good, God is great. And like I said, it's bittersweet. So if I'm not super excited, like, yeah, I did this, because it's like a bittersweet thing, man. But I was prolonging this day for a very long time, and I'm happy to finally have done it, and sad at the same time. So it's all good. We just at a chapter where blessed right now would be, it'll be harmful to the brand if I just put it on the shelf collecting dust. You feel me? Like, I won't be able to give my all when the time is right. And I used to be able to do that. Used to be at like an event and be there for like 12 hours, bro. Like, set up at 8, leave at 8, bro. I would be there grinding, doing what I got to do. So right now I'm not able to do that. So we're just going to leave it at that, man. But God is good. God is great, man. If any of you guys out there ever supported my brand and everything like that, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's continue to grind. Let's continue to push forward and move forward, man, with your life. And I challenge you guys this week to give. Damn, my throat going out. Let me drink some water real quick. I challenge you guys to give something in a big way, man, you know, and you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell nobody, man. If you feel like it was big to you, man, go on, give it and go on about your business and live your life, man. Guaranteed God's gonna bless you in a big, tremendous way. And that's just how it goes, man. That's how they say it. That's the law of the land, bro. That's the law of earth, man, and everything that God created. So put out that good energy out there, and you're definitely going to get it back tenfold. God is good. God is great. But I'm feeling good outside of that. I had an interview for one of those big opportunities I was talking to you guys about. So God willing, that comes to fruition, because I truly, really, really would love to be able to walk through those doors, those doors of that opportunity. Man, I have a great feeling I'm going to get it. I'm going to speak into existence, man. I do have it. The opportunity is presented to me, and I'm signing on that line, or I'm signing on that line, man. I'm walking through that door, bro. I'm embracing that unknown factor, and I'm going to make great things out of that opportunity. Great, wonderful, big things. That's going to take a lot of what I have done in the back end come to the front end with tremendous amount of compensation and big blessings and a whole bunch of stuff that I've been working on for years. Man. Yeah, bro. But how y'all feeling? How y'all doing? Tap in with yourself one time. Feel with yourself one time. Touch your toes. Make sure you got all 10 of them. Touch your fingertips. You feel me? Be present in that moment. You feel? It's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing to be able to drink by yourself. I'm talking about drinking water. Just the ability just to drink juice, or you know what I mean? The act of it, drinking. The ability to blink, ability to use the restroom by yourself, the ability to just do those normal functions, man. It's a great thing. It's a big blessing. So, yeah. Hey, but right now we're going to tap into that praise report. Beep, 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 beep. Praise report. Port. All right, man.
So, y'all know, like, last episode, I was kind of like went on a rant a little bit. And I was just talking, bro. But I was talking some good things, though. But, yo, let's get to it. All right, man. So, Twitter, bro, has sued my boy, bro. My bruh, Elon Musk. For the remainder of the $44 billion offer that he offered to buy Twitter, bro. My man pulled out because of the bots or whatever it was. And they took it to Supreme Court in Delaware. I don't know why. Like, I need to figure out why people sue people in Delaware. When it comes to, like, big businesses, they do that. I think because Delaware favors with businesses more or something like that. Man, I'm not sure, you know, but yeah. And then Elon Musk tried to like had the case thrown out or whatever, but they ruled against him and pursued to have trials start on the in October. I'm thinking, man, if you sue, right, for the remainder of that bread, well, I get Twitter automatically, bro, because obviously that's what the price y'all niggas agreed on, and then y'all suing me for that, you get the bread for that. I probably got to pay y'all lawyer fees, but other than that, bro, Elon Musk regardless should have Twitter at the end of that, unless it favors an Elon Musk side of him not having to, you know what I mean, finish with the deal or whatever. But I think so. You got a grace period when buying businesses or whatever it is, even though like it's a verbal agreement or something. Like, bro, if it's there's a, because like when you purchase like a house or something, there's a grace period when you can pull out. I'm pretty sure he knew that and he pulled out within that grace period. That's what I think, because he's not, I don't think he's like dumb, you know what I mean? So, but hey, man, keep a lock here, and I'll let you guys know the hell is going on. Yo, this is dope. There's this girl, right, in Kentucky. She won $146,351.74 and paid it forward, bruh. She got that bread, went to like a local store and bought gift cards that had $2,000 on it and just started passing out to strangers. That is fly. That is dope. Respect to her. Name is Crystal Dunn. That's fly. Respect, man. Big blessings coming. Remember I told y'all, give, you feel me? Bigger blessings are gonna come, bruh. Like that's wild. I just, you know what I mean, just, we just ran into this right now. That's just fly. Something I encourage you guys to do, man. I hope you guys really do. And please do it. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline just launched a new number. Three digits, just like 911 emergency. Man, we got 988, bruh. Listen and share this with whoever, whenever, everywhere. Put on y'all platforms, whatever the case is, bruh. Make sure y'all know this number and share it with other people. Very easy, because that other 1-800 number was just too damn long. We need something short, simple, and smooth, man. So 988, that's cool with me. All right, so, bruh, over 100 million in the U.S. face heat advisories as a dangerous heat wave continues. Bruh. That's what I'm saying, bruh. Like, it's ridiculous, my guy. Like, the heat is ridiculous, bruh. It means 1/3 of the U.S. population is under heat advisory and excessive heat warnings today and tomorrow. And more than 80% of the U.S. population, around, bruh, 265 million Americans, will see a high above 90 degrees over the next 7 days, my guy. Do you know how hot that is, nigga? Like, we burning over here, bro. Niggas is burning up over here, bro. Right now, currently, right now. 107. Sunset. 105. And we gonna be in the hundreds at like, still in the, probably at 100 degrees at midnight. Hot as hell, bruh. Ain't even funny, bruh. That's why I gotta leave Phoenix. Plan to leave Phoenix. I am gonna leave Phoenix. You feel? Cause you speak into existence, it's gonna happen, man. God is good. God is great. That was a news report for y'all, bruh. So with the news report, you see how we talked about all that heat stuff, you feel me? But bro, we in a water crisis right now. I gotta crush up this little bottle. That's probably what y'all hear in the background. But bro, we gotta... Man. I know. Sad things. But bro, we got water crisis, bro. With this heat and amount of stuff that we wasteful. We wasteful than a month here, man. Bro, my girl... Wasteful, bro. She be waste. And but the thing is, another thing, right? I think you don't become more conservative and understand how much you waste. I'm not gonna say everybody, but you start really wasting less. Like as a child, like you, because it don't hit your pockets at the end of the day. You feel me? It's your parents' pockets or grandparents. Uncle, whatever the case is, hit they pockets. Now look, if it hit actually your pockets, you'll understand. Like, yo, electricity, yo, we turn off these lights. We ain't just having them on just to have them on. When I was a little kid, I used to have lights on just to have them on. But that's because that hole wasn't hitting my pockets, bro. Now they start hitting my pockets. I'm paying for everything on my own. It's a different story, nigga. It's a different story, bro. You feel? And another thing that I be doing sometimes, like, I don't know if y'all do this, like, if I need to pee right before I'm gonna go shower, bruh, I'm gonna get undressed, do my thing, go, like, I'm taking a shower, and while I'm in the shower, bruh, I pee. Because, bruh, flushing the toilet, I don't know if it's a gallon or 2 gallons, probably it's like a gallon down, then a gallon to refill it up, something like that, you know? You just gotta be mindful, bruh, of water and all types of different wastes, like extra food and stuff like that. Like, if you know you're not about to eat it, bro, don't get it. I'm not saying you're gonna be perfect at it, but you know what I mean? Like, try to minimize the waste, bruh, because we got water waste over here. We're going through a water crisis, bruh. Let's, you know what I mean, be conservative a little bit, man. Like I said, I ain't about being perfect. Like, oh, man, because I'm not speaking from that. I'm never a hypocrite type of nigga, bro. But I do be a little bit mindful, way more mindful than I was when I was younger, living at my parents' house and stuff like that with everything. It's just, you just learn, you grow, and you just understand. You feel me? So with that being said, bro, we going to tap in to this water crisis, and y'all better not mess up my water, bro, because that's all I drink is just water. I know y'all be drinking alcohol, freaking all different type of stuff, juice. Like, man, at my parents' house, that's all they drink. Juice, more juice and more juice and more juice. Like, bruh, y'all niggas ain't sick of juice, bro? Get some water. Your body's so dehydrated, it ain't even funny. But that's them. But we're about to tap into this water crisis right now, the world's water crisis. Let's see what's going on, because I don't know much about it. Heard a little bit about it, but like I said, you can learn from anybody at any time. You feel me? So let's learn something. Let's learn something together.
Turn on a faucet and clean water rushes out as much as we want, anytime we want.
Bruh, that's a blessing, bruh. That's one of the biggest blessings, and I don't think you guys understand, man. You might. I've been to a third world country before, bruh. I've been to Haiti. We don't have just turn on a faucet, water keep coming out. I mean, water comes out, bruh. Turn it off, it just stops. That don't happen. Niggas had to walk all the way a couple miles to go to a well to grab water. You feel me? Hear what I'm saying, man? This America stuff is dope, bro. It's a big blessing, bro. I'm not even just not just America, like any first world countries and stuff, but bro, that's a blessing, bro. It's dope. Man, let's keep going. My bad.
forget that the quest for this has been one of the defining struggles of human history. Civilizations that harnessed water thrived. The ones that failed, fell. Today, 7 in 10 people on Earth can count on having running water in their homes.
The water flows from the risers to connecting mains, and finally, through service connections, into each building on the street.
At least, so they think.
Cape Town, it could become the first major city in the world to run out of water.
Cape Town, South Africa, is inching closer now to day zero.
It's just 92 days away from having to shut off most water taps because of a severe drought.
Cape Town is the first major city in the world to plan to indefinitely shut off its water supply. 4 million people would stop getting running water. They'd get water rations, and they'd need to line up at city water stations to get it. And it's not just Cape Town. Sao Paulo, Melbourne, Jakarta, London, Beijing, Istanbul, Tokyo, Bangalore, Barcelona, and Mexico City will all face their own day zero in the next few decades, unless their water use radically changes.
There are perceptions that it is there in bountiful amounts and everyone has access to it because you can turn a tap, and that's a big problem.
In fact, by 2040, most of the world won't have enough water to meet demand year-round.
We're facing a global water crisis, and it's getting worse. We're at a real inflection point where, if we're not careful, we may actually get out ahead of our ability to manage it.
But there's no substitute for water. Each of us will die in just a few days without it. How have we built a world where we don't have enough of its most valuable resource? And as this crisis grows, what will the new world look like?
Waterways built by the people to free the land of the...
See, bro, that's that wasteful shit, you know, I be trying to tell people about, bro. Like, people don't understand, like, you gotta turn that water off, my guy. Like, especially water, bro. Water is, it ain't something to be played with. It's the most powerful element in this world, bro. It's the most powerful thing, period, bro. Outside of God, it's water. Ooh, that was fire, bro. Outside of God, it's water, bro. That's a fact, bro. I'm speaking freaking bars over here, man. Y'all better freaking digest these bars, bro.
The blue planet. There's no shortage of water. We have 326 million trillion gallons of it. Always have, always will. Water may freeze into ice or evaporate into air, but it doesn't leave our planet. If you sucked up all the water on Earth, it would fit into this sphere. But 97% of it is salty and 2% is trapped in ice at the poles. So all of humankind relies on just 1% of that water to survive.
When people talk about running out of water, what they really mean is, do they have access to that very small percentage?
And the answer depends a lot on where you live. Kuwait is one of the poorest countries in terms of water per capita, and Canada, one of the richest, doesn't have twice as much or even 10 times as much. It has 10,000 times as much. But it also matters where the water is. That 1% of Earth's water that we all rely on, most of it is underground and really difficult and expensive to get to. So humans have mostly settled close to surface water, like rivers and lakes. Around 90% of the world's population lives less than 10 kilometers from a freshwater source. Hundreds of years ago, when the Aztecs settled on what is now Mexico City, they saw a giant lake. These are the last remnants of the canals they made. When the Spanish came in the 16th century, one soldier marveled at the Aztec city rising from the water that seemed like an enchanted vision. But then the Spanish started draining the lake. And over the next few centuries, that space was filled by people. Like in most places, surface water in Mexico was treated as a public resource, key to development. And since 1950, Mexico City's population has exploded. It's now home to 22 million people.
I would say that some of the most important threats for Mexico City are related to water.
Mexico City gets more rain than notoriously rainy London. But the lakes that would have collected that water are long gone, so the city floods. But they still need to pipe in most of their water from other parts of Mexico, or they pump it from underground. We've gotten a lot better at accessing groundwater, but there's a catch. Those water deposits, called aquifers, have accumulated over millennia, and they'll take millennia to fill back up.
Groundwater is sort of like the savings account, which it's fine to draw on sometimes, especially when you have a drought.
Well, that's not what Mexico City's been doing.
We take out from the local aquifer around 50% of our water supply. So that means that probably we will lose half of our supply of water in the next 30 to 50 years.
Sucking up that groundwater has another side effect. It compresses the soil. Mexico City is literally sinking. In some places, as much as 9 inches a year. NASA satellite data shows aquifers in northern India decreasing by 29 trillion gallons in just a decade. There are simply more people on Earth consuming more water. This century, water consumption has increased sevenfold. And the rain and snow that we count on to water crops and refill lakes and rivers is getting less reliable.
Climate change is making available water much more erratic. We're seeing areas around the world that are experiencing much more extended dry periods.
But the problem isn't just that there's more people on Earth using water, it's how we're using water. Humans need to drink almost a gallon of water per day. Brushing your teeth, washing your hands typically uses about a gallon. Well, there goes 3 gallons. But the drinking, washing, and toilet flushing of every person on Earth only accounts for 8% of our freshwater use each year. Most of the water goes to agriculture and industry, and into the food and products we use.
Let's take a bottle of Coca-Cola. 98% of the water in that bottle is not what you see in that bottle. 98% of the water is actually embedded in all the ingredients that were grown to make that bottle of Coca-Cola.
74 liters of water goes into every glass of beer. A cup of coffee, 130 liters. Each of your cotton shirts, 2,500 liters. But nothing has as much embedded water as meat. Alfalfa is a common ingredient in cattle feed, and growing a kilogram of it takes 510 liters of water. An average cow consumes about 12 kilograms of feed a day. Divided up, just 1/4 pound hamburger takes around 1,650 liters of water to produce. The world is eating more and more like Americans, higher calorie diets with more meat. But everyone can't eat like Americans. There actually isn't enough water in the world. Water doesn't abide by some of the basic rules of capitalism. Farmers hardly pay anything for it, so the true cost of water doesn't end up in the cost of the burger, which is why those fast food places can offer you bargain burgers.
How could it be 99 cents?
For only $2.99. You heard right, $2.99.
In most places in the world, water is treated and priced like there will always be enough of it. So we end up using it in absurdly wasteful ways. Arid Southern California uses over 2 trillion gallons of water a year to grow alfalfa, which they get from the Colorado River, hundreds of miles away. The amount they pay for it doesn't even cover the cost of delivery. Just a fraction of the water used by South Africa's wine industry would be enough for Cape Town's taps. India and China both grow their most water-intensive crops in some of their driest regions. But as water gets more scarce, that may change. The bank Goldman Sachs predicted that water would be the petroleum of the 21st century. And private interests, like hedge funds, have started buying up water, prompting fears that they'll take advantage of scarcity to turn a profit. And if that sounds like a villain's plot in a James Bond movie, that's because it was.
As of this moment, my organization owns more than 60% of Bolivia's water supply. So this contract states that your new government will use us as utilities provider.
But putting a higher price on water might have benefits.
The benefit of valuing water as we should and sending, you know, a price signal is that we wouldn't be growing alfalfa in the desert.
Remember that point. It'll be important later.
We wouldn't be growing crops that don't make sense in really arid places because the economics of it wouldn't make sense.
And 95% of the irrigated farmland in the world probably wouldn't use the most inefficient irrigation method. Just flooding the fields. And if water had a higher price, governments might decide it's worth the money to repair our water infrastructure.
We are not investing the financial resources needed to make a good maintenance of the system. One critical result of this is that we have 42% of leakages in the potable water network.
Mexico City, which is facing an existential water crisis, loses close to half of its drinking water to leaky pipes. We value water so little, we dump 2 million tons of sewage and agricultural and industrial waste into it every day.
There's no sense of value to what is really an incredibly and invaluable resource in water. But then when we run out, we find what the cost of water truly is.
In 2017, the city of Mexicali finalized a deal with Constellation Brands, the maker of Modelo and Corona beers, to construct a brewery. It would be the biggest investment the region had seen in years, creating 750 permanent jobs. And in exchange, the brewery was guaranteed a lot of water. But Mexicali doesn't have a lot of water to spare. Its main water source is the Colorado River, which starts in Colorado, in the U.S., fed by melting snow in the Rocky Mountains. Warmer temperatures in recent years have meant less snow, which means less river. You can tell how much less by that big bathtub ring. The river flows south, quenching a few American cities along the way, like Denver, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. Oh, and almost 6 million acres of farmland. By the time the Colorado River reaches Mexicali, it looks like this.
Ya tenemos tiempo que no es agua suficiente. Si la cervecería se instala y empieza a producir, en unos cuantos años se nos acaba el agua del subsuelo.
Los agricultores, que son los más perjudicados, yo pienso.
Es de 20 millones de metros cúbicos anuales. Si lo comparamos, por ejemplo, con ciudades como Ensenada, las cuales requiere que de aquí se le mande 9 millones de metros cúbicos, pues es más del doble de una ciudad.
The more scarce water gets, the more access to it becomes a competition with winners and losers, often with governments picking. In July 2018, the federal government of Mexico issued a decree making it easier for businesses like Constellation Brands to extract surface water all around the country.
Lo vemos como un atraco. Es también una alerta para no nada más para el pueblo de México, sino para el mundo entero. Sabemos que en muchas partes del mundo están luchando por en contra de estas políticas privatizadoras y de despojo, ¿no?
In January 2018, protesters tried to physically block the construction of the brewery's aqueduct.
Se vinieron todo el grupo policial allá por aquel camino, por todo así de frente. Vinieron con sus escudos y todos así de en fila, ¿no? Es la señora que sale en el video con un tubo.
¿Qué es lo que está pasando en lo que es el Rancho Mena?
Pero tenemos que depender del agua, porque es un vital líquido. Es lo más que tenemos ahorita.
Water scarcity is increasingly driving violent conflict all around the world.
My personal experiences of where this has been dire have been in northeast Nigeria. As we saw over the years of the drying up of Lake Chad, so did livelihoods dry up. And that tension really did erupt in a way in which governments could no longer contain it.
Water scarcity is at the heart of the ongoing conflict in Darfur, which since 2003 has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. And some analysts say the Syrian civil war was caused in large part by a severe drought in 2006. As tensions rise over fresh water, governments are increasingly eyeing an idea that was once far-fetched, creating more of it. Desalination of ocean water has more than doubled over the last decade, but the amount we make a year still adds up to less than 1% of the water we use.
We've been waiting for the holy grail of breakthrough in how expensive it is to desalinate water, that is to take ocean or brackish water that has a lot of salts in it from underground and treat it to drinking water standards. That takes a lot of money and it takes a huge amount of energy right now.
That would make more sense if water was more valuable. But that would also mean the water in everything would cost more. The price of consumer goods would skyrocket. Some industries might collapse. Companies like Constellation Brands might make different decisions about where they set up their operations. Because remember,
the other benefit of valuing water as we should and sending you know, a price signal, is that we wouldn't be growing alfalfa in the desert.
Growing cattle feed in the desert. That's what the Mena family does. And if water suddenly became the next petroleum, they'd be out of a living too. The thing is, water isn't like petroleum, or any other commodity on Earth for that matter. Because without water, we die. In 2010, the UN recognized access to water and sanitation as a human right. And that's the challenge of our water crisis. How are you supposed to value an invaluable resource while ensuring everybody has it? When the price of water is raised to fix pipes or encourage conservation, it has the greatest impact on the poor.
Sydney Water is pushing for a 15% hike over 4 years, putting more pressure on family budgets.
This drive for water conservation, water saving, is now a burden that poor people must carry.
Living on a fixed income, I cannot afford any of this.
It might be that we don't end up treating all water equally.
We know that there is a certain percentage of water that it's around 60 liters per day per person that is associated with human rights issues. But above that, people should pay for water.
In 2017, Philadelphia started experimenting with tying water prices to income.
We need to price it in such a way that we protect basic human needs.
The fact that we all need water makes this crisis exceptionally hard. But it can also inspire people to act in exceptional ways to solve it. Cape Town's Day Zero was first scheduled for March 18th, but then people started conserving.
The water restrictions are clearly having some effect. Day Zero has been pushed back by a month.
Cape Town announced it has pushed back Day Zero until July 9th.
Authorities expect Day Zero, as it's been dubbed, to take place at the end of August instead of July.
Now that's since been pushed back to next year, thanks to the extraordinary efforts of residents and authorities.
By early 2018, the city's water consumption was less than half what it had been just 4 years earlier. And the Day Zero countdown clock was paused indefinitely.
Not enough action was taken. Until they started talking about Day Zero, that really got people's attention. And it was remarkable between the time that the city started to talk about Day Zero and a month later, how much people cut back their water use. And it goes to show what we can do.
But Cape Town also got lucky. It rained. The trick is recognizing how valuable water is before there isn't enough of it, and remembering that our fates are tied to what rushes out of our taps.
Mexico City was founded within a lake, but today our relation with water is very distant. It's very important also to recover our historical consciousness with water. There are many actions that individuals can take in order to save water, but also to be aware that water has a value.
Bars, nigga. Water has a value, bruh. And water is the most essential thing that we need to survive, my nigga. I'm telling you. You can go 30 days fasting. You feel me? No food, strictly water. You can do that. You can make it. But you can't go 30 days without water, my guy. No type of water, you can't make it happen, nigga. Need that, bro. We need that. We can go without meat. We can go out without a lot of different things. But water, bro, you can't. And I personally think, not going to be the popular opinion, but I personally think, bro, they should really tax water, bro. Raise the price on it, stuff like that. I'm telling you. Niggas is going to be like Cape Town, like they said. Like, oh, more conservative and not wilding out, bro. Like, real talk. Real talk. That's just my opinion because I value it and I drink hella water. And I know what it does for my body. I know what it does also. You feel me? One of the most wasteful things I say I'll do, though, is sometimes I take super long showers. Like, super long. But that's for like me to think and have clarity and stuff like that, you know? But it's all good though. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys for tuning in with your boy, man. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends, with your foes, with your fans, with your family members, and also with your hosts. You feel me? God is good. God is great. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less.